With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Batch bitch,
batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Hello. Hello. Hello, my name's Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is
Batch Bitch. This is the podcast where we bitch about the bachelor.
Where we bitch about the bachelor.
Naomi, I can't deal with this right now. Oh my God, stop it. Talk. Oh my, I can't do this. It's early.
It's so early. That's why I'm like this. That's why I'm like this. Can you hear Tarzo barking? What is his problem?
I can now. What's he up to?
It's hard rubbish.
He's sick of you too. He's sick of your singing.
Someone's getting out hard rubbish on the street. I went hard rubbish.
What'd you put out?
I had an old desk and we kept it like out the front courtyard for ages because I was like, it's good, we can give it to someone or we can sell it, you know. But then we left it out in the rain, so not good. It turned out
That would just be water damaged.
Yeah, so, shame. Shame for the little desk. And that's the story of the desk. And Tarzo is going off.
Oh, Tarzo, what are you...
I'm sorry
I'm
about
tired
him.
And I...
It's happening? 9 a.m. Tarzo? And that is not fair in lockdown hours.
Yeah, and look, in lockdown hours, this is like... Also, but I've been getting up... See, it takes me, like, I get up usually, like, 8, 7.30 or 8 a.m. every day anyway, but it takes me, like, so much longer to adjust now. Like, I really need, like, an hour or two of just coffee on the couch.
Just
before
existence.
I'm awake and ready to do stuff.
Yeah. I've got a coffee here, and I don't drink coffee very often, but it's here.
Ooh, I've got a coffee too. It's my Grady's. Hello.
Oh, the cold brew?
Yes, it arrived.
Oh, that's so exciting. Also, Danielle. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Danielle, for yesterday. Happy birthday to you. Can we start this podcast again? I'm being so annoying.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate
it. I'm gonna put
myself.
My mic down for a second.
Don't leave. What? Don't leave.
No, I'm just putting it down because
I'm being annoying, but don't leave.
My hair is just, you know, when it's like so greasy that it's just disgusting you.
Absolutely, brother. I've got it on my head right now.
I can see myself in the little Zoom corner just shining. My hair shining.
Yeah, shining bright like a diamond.
Okay, you are annoying today. What is happening?
I'm sleep deprived. I'm so sleep deprived. I've just been like not getting enough sleep like a bunch of nights in a row. I'm fucked.
Why are you sleep deprived for
though? I don't know because time doesn't mean anything anymore.
Okay, yes, everybody's gone nuts. I don't know what to do.
I don't either. And I just saw it's 15 cases today, and that means that the rolling average has gone up, and I'm not going to threaten to kill myself, because that's bad, but I'm going to do something, and it's going to be annoying.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that it comes down enough. Is this bad? probably we should cut this out if it's bad.
When nah,
I
say it.
It's definitely going to be bad. But I just can't wait to move to Sydney because I can't deal with Melbourne at the moment. It's so... And like, oh my God, my uncle messaged me for my birthday and he said like, let me find it. Because it made me laugh because it was... I was just like, okay. It was like... So he's like, happy birthday, Dan. Have fun with the move to Sydney. And I said... Thanks. Hopefully we'll be up there soon. And he said, cool. Just had his partner's birthday party last night at home. Was a blast. And I'm like, you talking to me? You trying to tell me you had a social gathering at your house? And I'm Wait. Supposed to congratulate you? You had social... No, he's not in Melbourne.
Oh.
He's in Brisbane.
Yeah, yesterday my friend
somebody
was like...
was boasting about their ability to have people over.
Yesterday, my friend was like, ugh, I'm just walking onto a wharf for a boat party. Honestly, I don't even like boat parties very much. And I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, they deserve to die, honestly.
I'm going to murder you.
They so deserve to die.
I'm going to fucking kill everyone. I can't do it anymore. Danielle, I can't do it. This will be good. They can play this podcast in museums. Well, and they'll be like, you have to know, these women were annoying before this all happened, but it did make it worse.
I don't really know what, like, when it's gonna, like, I know that none of us know when it's gonna end, but it's just hard not knowing, like, you know, we got that roadmap or whatever. But it doesn't really help give us any indication of when stuff's going to be okay.
It's like we're on it. We're in the middle of a desert. We're on a road that just goes straight. And for all the way up to the horizon, all you can see is the road. And they're like, we're just going to take the next left. And you're like, really? Because we keep driving forward. And I just need more straight road. And I don't know where that left is.
You're right. It does remind me of our holiday trip that me and my family took to the Toowoomba Flower Festival when my dad said he could figure the way out to the Toowoomba Flower Festival from Brisbane without reading the maps. And then my mum, it was like every 90s sitcom where mum's like, let's pull over for directions. And dad's like, never. No. I don't understand. Why do men fulfill the
It's crazy the that ideas that are put upon like them? Honestly, Mark used to, like, be so annoyed at me if he'd be like, I basically know where we're going. And I'd be like, I'm just going to check a map. And he'd be like, why? And I'd be like, why do you care? It's crazy. It's crazy. They're crazy.
I don't What's understand them. Men? What's wrong with them? Okay, I'm not going to say let's kill them all. We need to stop killing people. We need to stop saying we're going to kill everybody.
And ourselves.
But I... Oh. When I want to kill somebody. I feel so...
I do as well.
I just something to do. I need to feel something.
On good news front, I planted all my seeds and a couple of them have already sprouted. And I swear I planted them like 4 or 5 days ago. I haven't even checked them today.
That's great.
But, oh, there's a carpenter here.
Sorry, yes. Mark's just walked in. We can see is Mark not the carpenter? Because Mark looks exactly like a carpenter at the moment. He's
that's
wearing
a
full,
that's not
like...
Mark.
That's not Mark?
No, it was Mark.
Okay.
Mark has boiler suits now. I don't know if you've seen him in his boiler suits. He has two boiler suits. And he just came in to pick up some floorboards that were sitting in the corner.
And he was wearing a mask.
I mean, that's what he looks like to me now. I guess you haven't seen him in a while. But there's a carpenter here. We got a new dishwasher. That's another good news for him. Our dishwasher sucked. And we were like, excuse me, landlord, dishwasher sucks. And then they were like, okay, we'll replace it. But they had to rip the floor up because they didn't put it in properly. So you couldn't get the dishwasher out without ripping up the floor. So
wait, is that why? Because you didn't have any hot water in the kitchen or something for a bit?
No, we had hot water in the kitchen and just the dishwasher didn't heat up. So it was fucking annoying. So I put one of those like cleany thing, like, you know, the bottle and you put it in upside down in the dishwasher. It's supposed to clean it out because I'm like, maybe there's a pipe that's clogged or something. And then it came out and the little wax thing at the tip hadn't melted. And I was like, oh. it's just cold in there. That's why when we put a dishwashing tablet in there, it just sort of gets halfway open and leaves a granular sludge all over the dishes.
Beautiful.
Anyway, that wasn't even the good news I was talking about, but our new dishwasher kicks my ass. It's so good. But the thing is, I planted the seeds and several of them have already sprouted, and it's so exciting because plants are literally magic. It's huge news.
That's really good. I'm going to get you to continue the conversation for a second while I find some glasses because my eyes are hurting.
Okay. So while Danielle is gone, let me talk about it. I think, let me remember what's already sprouted. I'm going to say the zinnia has already sprouted, and that's quite a big seeds. I was surprised that they've already sprouted because the stalk looks, for a 3 or 4 day old seed, quite thick. And what else do we have? We have the marigolds. They sprouted. And some other ones as well, but pretty exciting stuff. My favorite flower that I've planted is the snapdragons, so we'll see how that goes. And that's my story.
That was a lovely
Danielle.
Story.
I mean, you weren't here.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you though, because I walked around with my Bluetooth headphones in, so I could hear you talking.
That's nice. All right, well, let's get into it. I have my coffee. I don't have any food, but I have some old Red Rooster chips if I get really hungry. So let's
Can
get
I
into
tell
it.
You something that I think is very funny before we start?
Absolutely. This is a comedy podcast.
Thank you for allowing me. you know how I bought the Grady's Cold Brew? How I've been loving it and I've been missing it for the last, 2.5-3 years.
And we're also happy.
And I've been thinking about it every day since. Well, I got it. And I think I may have built it up in my head slightly a little bit over the last 2 years that I've not been allowed to have it.
Oh,
listen,
no.
It is still very good and I'm enjoying it very much. But it is not somehow a beacon of hope for me to make my quarantine the best time. In my mind, it was like, I order the Grady's, it comes, suddenly quarantine is not hard at all because I have this coffee that I love so much. It turns out that it's just a really good coffee.
Yeah.
And that it won't cure my depression.
Oh, no.
Turns
I'm
out
so
coffee
sorry.
Can't do that.
I hate it when that happens. Uh-oh. I hate it when that happens. That's why my eyeliners. I was like, wow, my life's perfect now, but look at me now. Oh, well.
No, but it is fun to experiment.
It is fun to experiment. It is. You just blow on that nose, girl. You blow that nose.
Sorry, you're editing this one, aren't you? Is it your turn to edit?
Yeah, it's my turn to
Should
edit.
Should I write down the time for that?
No, massive. I won't be editing that out. I don't care. I could care less.
It's just, I've got hay fever. It turns
out
our listeners
are scared of me already, but if they come, this is not the one. Do not come to me and say, why didn't you edit out Danielle's blowing her nose?
Okay, yeah, because I would never
do it.
But,
with a warm response.
I guess, I think the thing is I've just realized after years in Melbourne that the reason I'm so sniffly here all the time is because I have chronic hay fever. And the doctor told me because I thought I had a perforated eardrum because it kept making noises. By the way, Tarzo's at the door behind you just looking in. Oh, wait,
I know, he's probably
out.
Got locked out in the backyard because he likes to harass strangers. So should I let him in?
Yes.
But then the risk is that he hears them in the kitchen and starts barking again.
Yeah, now leave him outside. It's fun to see a grump. Okay. She's gonna let him in now. It's just funny to see a grumpy old man face at the door because you cut his hair and he looks like a grumpy man now.
Tarzo. Oh, I'm not keeping that door open, Wally.
Stay where you are quickly.
Come on.
Oh fuck.
I'll stay here. What, are you taking a picture?
Yeah, I was just taking a screenshot of your room because I'm going to post that picture to the to that chat that you made for plants because that palm behind you doesn't look like it's doing too well.
Don't, it's dead.
I'm going to shame
dead.
You. I'm going to shame you.
It's dead. It's dead. Tazzy, hello, baby. All right. Let's get into it. I've got I want my doggy. All's good in the world.
I've got my coffee and oh my god, I got a perfume. I got like a sample perfume. Not a sample perfume, but you know like those like smaller ones so you don't buy the whole thing.
Yes.
Dab you know, like neck. A little travel one. I bought one and it's like a summer fragrance. It's called like Under the Lemon Tree.
Well, that's perfect. Summer's like, I want up, something Danielle.
Fruity and summery. Anyway, so on Friday night, Jono decided he wanted to order. He like looked at me with this, you know, a face that's like, I've done something wrong. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden the doorbell goes off and he's ordered himself KFC for dinner. Which is like fine. I don't know why he thought I'd be. Well, I think because I'd already eaten dinner. I made like a burrito bowl type thing. Yum, yum, yum. And anyway, after he's eaten his dinner, he's used like the moist towelette that comes with it. And then he said to me, he's like sniffing this moist towelette and he's like, this is the best smell I've ever smelt in my life. You've got to smell this moist towelette. And I smelt with a moist towelette and it just smelt like moist towelette, like kind of a bit just like cleanery. And then I got my perfume and I put it on. And then now he keeps telling me that I smell, because it's a bit citrusy, really good, like the KFC moist towelette. I'm so angry.
Oh, baby. Baby, you smell like a moist towelette, baby. That's so nice.
I hate it so much.
That's because he's broken.
I mean,
broken.
I know it's like the best thing he's ever smelt, but... Oh, they're all broken.
They are. They're all broken. And you know men are way more likely to be colorblind as well? God damn it.
What's wrong? Our art teacher in high school was colorblind. That's crazy.
You can't be an art teacher, you can't be a pilot. Sorry. Do you know Ben Russell's colorblind?
That makes sense, that you can't be a pilot.
And he's playing this like Star Wars game where you're a pilot and he has to have it in colorblind mode.
Oh, wow.
Because he genuinely can't see.
That's crazy.
That's right,
I did not know Ben Russell was colorblind. Luca Muller is also colorblind. Yeah. We know two colorblind people.
I know other colorblind people. Well,
just off the top of our heads.
All guys.
All men are colorblind.
All right, now let's get into it, Danny.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, yes. Okay, so back we're on episode one of the TV show that we shall be referring to. Is it called The Bachelorettes? Or is it just
How do you not know
the
Bachelorette name of the show?
Still?
What? Oh, you mean because there's two
of them.
Well,
is it? Yeah, is it called The Bachelorettes this season? I haven't been watching at the ad break when it does the thing with a Ringo shiny.
No, I think it's just still called The Bachelorette.
Okay, The Bachelorette. Well, okay, so it opens up. They have a little chat to each other for what appears to be like hours. So far, my notes just say boring sisters. Because they do seem, I mean, okay, I'm going to be real. No conversation is riveting to me right now, but especially not this conversation because I've got something to say. Okay. In my opinion, something that Ellie does reminds me of the Honey Badger, which is she does a lot of like Australianisms or like, I guess like tries to make herself charming by being like, we're ferals. We're total grubs. Or we're ferals. Oh, we're just little country girls. And I'm like, okay, you're like a big time Instagram girl. You have like, perfect
is that
hair,
not,
perfect like all
Danielle,
the, like,
is that not us though? Because we say we're ferals from the country, but really, we're perfect models.
Okay, but also just before I put some really horrible tasting lip balm on that I don't care, I don't eat the lip balm. But then I gave Jono a kiss, and he complained about the taste, and then he was like, "Can I have something to eat?" And so I threw him a Cruscuit without anything on it, and then it just landed on the ground. So I walked over and picked it up, and then handed it to him. I would say that's kind of a bit feral.
And again, I have my snack of choice today is Red Rooster chips from last night that were sitting on the bench. Would Ellie do that? I don't think so.
Do you have any moist towelettes I can give to Jono left over?
I bet we have like a bunch in the drawer. Mark loves to get KFC. He also loves to secretly order KFC. Now, yes, I've written, they can't believe they're the Bachelorettes. They're just normal girls. I would honestly agree with them in this. I do think they are just normal girls. I think that the Bachelorette should be someone who is more interesting and media savvy. And I was just thinking about it last night. I was like, there's nothing wrong with being a normal girl, but I don't want to watch it on TV for 8 weeks. You know what I mean? I just, like, why couldn't they have gotten Vanessa Sunshine or Kira Maguire? Or, do you know what I mean? Like, get one of the actual characters for once. Not just the Bogan blonde
get
girl.
Brittany. What we want is Brittany.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, wouldn't that be so much more interesting, like, than...
Oh, my God. Like, Brittany immediately would have married the Dolphin Man. Imagine Brittany with the Dolphin Man. Naomi.
Wouldn't that be...
Imagine.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Well...
Anyway, whatever.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to try...
Congratulations.
I'm going to try not... be mean to Ellie and her sister. I just am upset that it wasn't Brittany. That's all I think about all the time.
Also, we are still, I think, harboring resentment from Allie being painted as the sweet, innocent girl that Abby was, like, bullying. And I don't think either of us have let that go because we both think that Allie was in the wrong in that situation.
Yeah, because she went off at Abby about, like, being, like, just there for social media. Meanwhile, she was an Instagrammer at the same time, which I'm sorry, you're not allowed to go off at somebody for doing the same thing that you're doing.
Yeah, and also the thing is that, do you remember that date where they had the date card just sitting on the table and they were like, anyone can have it. And then they all agreed to like sit down and chat and not take it straight away. And then Allie took it. And then Abby was like, if you wouldn't mind, I have some things that I really need to tell Matt. And so then she gave her the card and then she complained about it. And she's like, oh, Abby's, you know, how dare she take it from me? It's like, you're the one who stole it in the first place. You stole it. And then she had a conversation with you. You decided to give it to her. So why is she the bitch when you were the one who stole it? I don't know. That really rubbed me the wrong way. But honestly, you know, they're all fighting against each other for one man. So they're all going to be mad at each other. So whatever. We got to let it go, Danielle. We can't live in the past.
Yes, we need to try and somehow champion a man or champion these women and... I think I'm going to just be like, yes, get the boring one. Leave one in there for Brittany. Brittany needs a man. She's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise again. Brittany's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise next year again. And Dolphin Man needs to be there. That honestly, does. I swear that's like any weird man that comes in with weird music is the producers being like, we need a Fruit Loop for Bachelor in Paradise. He'll give Brittany some attention. It's unfair to Brittany. Don't get me wrong. It's unfair. She can be with a normal man too, but for some reason, they're scared of her.
Yeah, for some reason.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking about Brittany, and we're going to get back on track.
We know men hate interesting women. We know that. Okay. All right. So we see, like, they talk about Ellie's journey last year with Matt and how Matt broke up with her and Becky's crying because she didn't like seeing her little sister heartbroken. And then they get there and Osha's there and Osha says, here's a country rose. And it's like a pink white rose. And he says, you give this to the person who makes the best impression on both of you. So one rose.
It's a world first.
I cannot believe they've done it again. It is another world first.
It's a world first. it's a world first. I like that they didn't even try to change it. They were like, it's for the person who makes the best first impression. So you mean what was previously known as the first impression rose? Okay.
This is different, cool. Danielle, because it's called the country rose because they're Bogans. And I can call them Bogans because they literally were walking down Bogan Street in their little opening. And also, we're also Bogans. So that we're reclaiming that one.
Okay.
So then the men start showing up. And this is where I stopped taking notes because I missed the start. So I wrote down the first guy and said that he had too many balloons but seemed nice.
Okay, don't act like you weren't, you were paying attention. It's because you were we were both in a chat. Where
I know,
we
that's
were...
why I'm, and you were like, we can read off the chat. So now I'm back on the chat and I'm just
going
to scroll
that's good.
Up.
Okay.
I'm just going to scroll up and then I will
Okay,
know.
So we had a balloon man. He walked in with heaps of balloons and the balloons were supposed to represent adventure or something, which I thought was, I was like, oh, that's weird because I never saw any balloons on what's-his-face's season. Lockie. I can't believe I forgot his name already.
Who?
Lockie. Oh, Lockie. Because he was all about adventure.
Oh, my God, I forgot what he looked like. I was like, who's Lockie? And I thought big man, and then I thought honey badger, and I was like, that's not it. That's not it.
I'm this sorry is crazy. It's been 2 weeks and we've forgotten. By the way. That's all right.
That's,
I don't care.
You know, there's a carpenter here. Tarzo's just sitting at that door. He's like, let me at him. You're not going to do anything, Tarzo. You're a terrible match for a grown man. It will not be a fair fight.
All right. Then we had Fraser, who yes. I think looked a bit like, I guess, like a home brand version of Matthew McConaughey. A little bit, maybe. Then we had Xavier, who I don't think his name was Xavier. I think I just thought his name was Xavier. He was a guy who danced a bunch. And at the end, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
AB? Do you mean AB?
Yes, AB. I have no idea why I thought his name was Xavier for the whole episode.
I don't know either. His name A-B. Was something. He had like a long, fancy name. Also, he did come in speaking French. He said he speaks 5 languages.
Yeah, I thought that was funny when he said, I speak 5 languages. It's quite rare. I love that. It's
he
quite
also
rare.
Spent the whole time talking to Becky and didn't really talk to Ellie at all, and they thought that was very funny.
That was funny.
One, he's a worth noting, he's a man of color.
Yes.
He is black. Where are we keeping count? How many people they have on this show that aren't white?
Well, I think it's hard because also some people, I think the internet has classified Italians as men of color. And as we have stated on the pod numerous times, Italian men are white.
Italians are white. I'm sorry.
Italians are white. Sorry, but Italians are white. So sorry to any Italian people out there who beg to differ. But
Mark, for one. Hum calls him a man of... Oh, it's
a man
like
of meatball
or something, or like man of shade or some shit like that. And Mark eats it up.
That's funny.
Anyway. All right. Now, what else happens?
Then we have Adrian come in, who I think is going to be maybe somebody I enjoy over this season. He might be a character. I base this purely off his hat, which is absolutely what actually that's kind of the whole move of peacocking. He's got a steampunk hat. And so part of me is like,
peacocking.
This guy is going to be bananas. But also he could just be really boring. But I'm also just like, show me more outfits, please. What's happening?
He's because got like a top hat with the steampunk glasses on it. And I swear like a fucking feather or something.
Yeah. That's
a nightmare.
It's like he belongs in The Golden Compass, that movie. It's like that's something the polar bear would wear. Mm. I haven't seen The Golden Compass since I was 12, so I really have no idea if that reference makes any sense.
I haven't seen it at all.
But you yes-ended me. Thank you. That's friendship.
Me yes-ending is just me going,
I take what I can get, Naomi.
What?
I said I take what I can get. Then we have... Cupid, which is a man called Jake, and he's dressed as Cupid, and he is an explosives handler. And I think he's Italian.
Is he?
So, I think so. I think Jake was Italian.
Yeah.
Let me Google. I could just be basing that off his face. Because he had brown hair, and in my mind, because Jono has brown hair, it's an Italian trait.
Please, we have to know if this character who definitely won't last long is Italian.
Okay, I'm gonna say if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But his last name is Ricciardo. I'm gonna say he's Italian.
Okay, well that's fine. He's some sort of European. I'm so happy for him. Okay. All right, now
okay,
I've
well,
caught up to...
All right.
This is where I jump
oh
in.
Oh, my
so
God, Naomi.
The group chat now.
Naomi, I just found a photo of him. Here he is. He's wearing a boiler suit. He is Italian.
God, it's Mark. That it literally it's looks Mark. Like Mark. It literally looks like Mark in that like low resolution.
It does. I'm gonna screenshot it and send it to you.
Tazo, stop or I'll kick you out. All right. Now.
Okay.
Okay. Now next. Shannon, is Shannon next?
No, Harry is next, and Harry gets the Disney Prince edit. Why? Because he looks like a regular man in a suit.
He reminds me of so many cunts I've met that I fucking hated. That just emotionally shit, pieces of shit, this guy reminds me of. I'm sorry, that's not based on... No, but then you know what? He starts to fucking act like it too, but we'll get to that. I do not like this guy.
No, I don't think he's likable at all.
He's got that lisp. He's got like a fuckboy lisp. It's like, why you got that lisp? There's something about it that says I don't respect women to me.
It's one of those things, like I've said a million times, a man having something that makes him seem vulnerable usually means that women will feel like sorry for him, and it'll lure them into a false sense of security, thinking this man could never be a fuckboy. Get out of here. They're all fuckboys. Except for like three.
Yeah, fuck them off. All right. Who's next?
Shannon. Shannon's next. He comes in. He does the haka with his brothers. He is from New Zealand. He's Maori. Yes.
Maori Aussie. He's a Mozzie.
Oh, so maybe he's not from New Zealand.
No, that's okay, Maori is New Zealand, brother.
This is so that yeah, I know, but if he's
oh, you mean
Mozzie,
like maybe
does that
he
mean he could be
Australia.
Born in Australia? Yeah, I don't know. He like could I be born in Australia or whatever, in which case he might not have the citizen. Maybe
that's
he would.
Fine. You can
anyway, it doesn't matter.
Between the two.
Anyway, I got bamboozled by the haka. It turned me on a lot. And that made me have a crush on Shannon for a small portion of episode one.
Danielle, come on now.
No, something happened and you know what happened. I told you. He did something with his tongue. Later on in the episode, he like rubbed his teeth with his tongue and it reminded me of somebody that we know. And then all of a sudden, his voice sounded the same as that person's voice and his face looked the same as that person's voice. And then I could no longer have a crush on him because I dislike that person.
That is so sad.
I know, it's unfair
because
for
once. He's
very
beautiful. He's a very beautiful man.
I know. I'll try to get over it, but it's really hard.
Okay. Well, you'll have to. You'll have to.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I'll try.
Next up, we have your crush.
Oh, my God. I love him so much, you guys. I love him so much. Ooh, whoops. I forgot to pay rent.
Naomi.
I always forget to pay rent.
No, but why'd you remember? I was like handballing you the topic so that you could talk about your crush, and then immediately you're like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, I forgot to pay rent.
No, I just got a text that says your rent's 3 days in arrear. Mark sends me the money, and then I pay the rent, and I literally always forget to pay the rent. Oh, every time. One second.
Well, don't pay it now, Naomi.
If I don't
my
pay
God.
Now, I'll forget, and then I'll get evicted. All right, it's done. It's done. Oh my God. So bad at that. Okay, all right. Please don't make me scroll. Okay, yes, Sarge. Oh, my God. Sarge. Okay, first of all, he's a man of color, right? I can't tell you his specific ethnicity, but he's definitely not white. And I think he was born in Afghanistan. And he is the most beautiful man I've ever seen on this show. I cannot believe it. He didn't even get a boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Like, usually men of color are relegated to getting the beep, boop, 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 boop. But no, he got a nice music. He had like a beautiful rug/carpet. And then he like got the girls to lie down on it with him and look at the stars, and then told the story about him and his grandmother and how they would always look up at the stars and they would be like, that's your grandfather looking down on us. They show him, and that's so beautiful to me. That is so beautiful. He's getting the husband edit.
Yeah, now, that's what they do in...
I don't know if it'll go any further than that. I rewatched this and then I see... So he's... I think he's 25, right? He's Ellie's age. And then you see Ellie go, this is Becky. Like, she's trying to palm him off. And so that does not make me look very good at Ellie because Sarge is the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And I'm in love with him. And I'm thinking, okay, what are you guys doing not falling over yourselves for him? I'm sorry. It's yeah, honestly he seems a crime like a nice to not man. Be attracted to this man.
He's very hot. Sorry to butt in. I thought I charged my headphones, but they mustn't have been charging. So I'm going to need to swap because I have... I have like that old iPod that has like, you know, the annoying one they made where iPod. You've got to like plug iPhone where you plug the like, it's got like a stupid power charger where you've got to plug your headphones in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to get,
you know, adapter. That one. Yeah, but I also, I'm talking to you off my phone, but I don't have the adapter because I just started using Bluetooth headphones. So I'm going to have to call you again, but off my computer. So I'm going to hang up quickly. So fine. You might want to write down the time. Okay.
Fine. I'll write down the time.
I'll talk to you in a second.
Okay, bye. You're back.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so this is where we were. We were talking. Hey, ad break. We'll put it there.
okay.
If you didn't hear the ad break, I'm sorry, but it was there. I promise. Okay, so just to sum up. Just to summarize what we were talking about, Sarge is really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Then we have Rudy. Rudy comes in, and he's from Italy, and he's wearing a Mr. Italy, what do you call that? Like a sash?
Mm. It's like a around Mr. Italy whatever.
Okay, I'm pretty sure if somebody can tell me if I'm right or wrong, because if I'm right, it is so funny because I thought it was Mr. Italy 2012. And if it's 2012, that's so funny to me because that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, like, move on, Rudy. You don't even talk about Raw and that was 2016.
I know. You're the one who brings it up all the time.
I don't have anything else. okay, so well, who else is there?
Okay, then we have Adam, who I think maybe I'm going to try and have a crush on Adam.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, because I don't know if Shannon's going to work out just based off the fact that he reminds me of that other dude. But
Adam has long hair? Is he the one with long hair?
Yeah, he's the geologist, and he gives him like a little stone thing, and he's like, when I find this, it means gold is close by. I think it's cute.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know.
I think yeah, he I seems think like he could actually be an interesting person while having the look that a country Bachelor. Bogan would want. Do you yes. know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got like that like 2007 Home and Away vibe.
Yes. Okay, who's next?
Then we had Samuel, who did the guinea pig noise and the dolphin kiss.
Oh, my God. Who I famously said I think is hot.
You know what? I think he does look hot. I just think he seems crazy. But also, yeah, but what are you going to do? You're under pressure. Yeah.
I love a little
He had
crazy.
Cute little glasses. I think he had style. I think he was just doing the thing about him that he's like, oh, this is like... a thing that I can do that my friends laugh at that will endear the girls to me without thinking about the fact that, like, your friends know you. It's not, like, the first thing you ever did to them.
Yeah.
And also editing will happen. And so they'll just make you walk in and looking like you were going, like...
I love him. Let's get him on the pod.
We should. That would be fun.
He's great.
Oh, my God, imagine me and him talking about animals.
Oh, wonderful. I just sit back and enjoy, mate. It'd be a show, little show just for me. Oh, I love that guy.
Then we have Joey, who Ellie already knows.
Yes.
He's a tradie, and he used to live with Ellie's best friend. And he says that Ellie is the one that got away.
Seems they already have a bit of a thing.
Mm.
What happened? Yep. What happened?
Then, so that's all the men that we've seen, sort of. You know, there's others, but we haven't really seen them. We've just seen their face for 1 second.
Yeah.
And then, so we find out that the country rose is a double date,
mm-hmm.
and a boy gets to pick another boy to take on the double
yes.
date. And they gave the rose to Harry,
mm-hmm.
who was the man getting the Disney Prince edit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a pick. And so he's interested in Ellie. Oh, okay, first of all, before... Okay, let me get started on Harry first of
yes.
all.
Yes.
Okay, so clearly the producers have put... So I think Becky is like 30 or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's 30.
Like 30. And Ellie is 25.
Yes.
Now, clearly some people have been... You know, there is a few people who are older there who... I feel like the producers put a bit more of an age range in. Not that age matters, but like maybe some 35-year-olds might
matters.
Be there.
Definitely age matters.
Maybe 35-year-olds are there more for Becky than Ellie.
Yeah.
But this 35-year-old is like, nah, I'm going for the 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Who's in a completely different part of her life. That makes sense for me.
Yeah.
I'm not having, no way am I having Becky. Yuck. I want the young... The youngest I could get. If there was a 17-year-old, I'd have that one.
That's okay, how bold I feel about claim, Harry. Bold claim. Okay?
So I feel about Harry.
Okay. This is a comedy podcast. We're not accusing anyone of being a pedophile.
Oh, no. Everything we say is
alleged.
Satire. And alleged.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I'm like, why are you going for the girl that's 10 years younger than you? What could you possibly have in common? Like, again.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if we went for people 10 years younger, that would be, you know, bordering on illegal. But it's just, that's
not for me anymore.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
Because I'm 28, so they'd all be 18 now.
Nice.
Illegal.
Well, time to drop Jono then. So I just, it's just, like, I don't, I hate it. I don't like Harry.
No. Shannon goes over to Becky and tells her that he thinks that she has such a sweet nature.
Mm. True.
And is this, I don't know what happened, but my note here says Shannon was Mr. Polynesia 2017.
Yes, he did mention that.
Which is funny because that means he was a Mr. something more recent than Mr. Italy, who made it his whole personality. And Shannon didn't even mention it when he entered.
No, because he doesn't have to.
No. Because he's got brothers that can do the haka, and you know when you see that tongue come out, you're like, ooh. Oh. Hello.
All right, let's move on. You big creep.
Okay, sorry. Joey tells all the boys. Okay, dumb move by Joey. Joey tells all the boys that he's been on dates with Ellie.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Dumb move. You don't need to tell anybody that. Like for a bit, it's night one. You're gonna make.
No, I think it is the right thing to do because then they'll find out later, and everyone gets like real crazy in this house. So they'll be like, "Why didn't you tell us straight away?" I think he's done the right thing.
That's true. There would also be a big fear. If I was in a house of men, I'd feel like it was a very dangerous place.
Yeah, but you're a woman.
In a house of 20 men. I feel like if I was a man, I'd still be like, oh.
I think men, like, don't walk around that scared.
Yeah, I talked to Jono about, I asked Jono about this because I was like, you know, because obviously I can't, he was like so excited for the, like, lockdown laws to be extended so he could go for a walk at any time he wanted. And I was like, what? Okay, well, I can come for a walk with you, but I'm not going to walk on my own.
No, because it's insane.
And, yeah, he said he's not really scared because he's like, you know, if he got into a fight with somebody, there's, like, it's, like, a 50-50 chance, you know?
I mean, Jono's pretty tall. Just be,
he's, yeah, but he has no fighting experience.
Were you going to say spirit?
No, that would be, that, oh my God, that would have been so rude.
He'd laid out in the street. Oh, funny. Okay, well, anyway, what were we talking about?
So then Harry picks who he's going to take on the country rose date. Now, he does do, I mean, it's strategic, but I think it's a good move. He takes somebody who is into Becky and not
Ellie. Yeah, why would you, if you're into one of them, you wouldn't take someone who's also into the same one, because then the other girl would be like having a terrible time. It's not, they're like, oh, they're like, fuck, yeah, so nah, he's doing strategy, man, he's doing strategy, yeah, so fuck, I mean, I guess that's up to him, isn't it? And it's like, he's just not being a psycho and taking someone who's in direct competition with him. What is wrong?
Also, Becky's probably more there, more so than Ellie, for like, not that I don't think Ellie's there for the like right things. It doesn't, this show is just it's just a show. It doesn't matter if you find love or not. Yeah. It's about being on TV. That's what it is. But like, I think Becky might be there genuinely in the hope that she finds somebody.
Yeah.
And in that case, if all the men are just going after Ellie, then it's going to be like, okay, what the fuck? Or I kind of actually am like, I'd like to have kids now. But okay. Okay, the 35-year-old's going after my sister who wants to go to Greece and party every year. But okay.
Harry is real, like, fucking like, oh, yeah, I'm the one making the decision. Oh, sorry, I'm the one making the decision.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't want to look at him. I don't like him. I'm Map said I don't like it. Okay?
I'm sorry that that happened to you.
I don't like it. All right.
I'm sorry Sarge wasn't taken on the date.
At this point in the group chat, I'm like, what's with the guy with the hat? Did I miss the hat or are they just not addressing it? They didn't address the steampunk hat.
No, but you know why? Because this is a group of men. This is like, all the men would think that hat is cool as shit. The only conversation that's going to happen is men being like, man, where'd you get such a sick hat? Or, man, that would be sick. Oh, the only thing is, like, do you remember? I don't know if you remember. I think there was a season where, like, of The Bachelorette where one of the men was doing magic for all the other men. And all men love magic.
Yeah, Apollo.
So, yes. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, steampunk to men is, like, really cool and trendy. It's like, It's like. Imagine if we were metal workers, but we were also businessmen.
Mm.
We could be the ultimate man, white collar and blue collar meshed together.
I hate men. I hate it. All right. What else? What else? What else happens?
Okay. So then we had the dolphin. Oh, dolphin man and a random went home. That made me sad because I like that dolphin man.
I like the dolphin man too. Come on.
I wanted to see more of him, but we'll see him on Bachelor in Paradise, guaranteed, if Brittany says yes to
it. You reckon? You think Brittany's in the casting room? Just like picking and choosing?
Is it weird to say I feel like Brittany may say no?
Brittany what?
She's Brittany might say no to Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it seems like, I mean, it seems like she had a nice time this time, but she still sort of had a fucked relationship with Jamie.
Yeah, fucked around. All right, now this is something that I've sent a voice note to the group chat. Let's see what it is.
Danielle, your boy.
Oh no, that's not. Wait, there's another one. Never mind, it's gone. It was just me saying, Fraser, he's a bit of trouble, or something like that. Remember when she said that? Anyway.
No, but anyway, it's fine.
Who cares?
Don't worry.
Who cares? Move on, everyone, move on.
Bachelorette episode 2. They're on a beach.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I did a funny tweet and nobody liked it and I deleted it. But
you did a funny tweet?
I thought so, but I don't know. It was just like, because they kept on going on and saying about how it was a country date and how they were going on this country date. And I tweeted like, I wonder if they're going to go roo shooting on this country date. But nobody liked it. But I just think it's funny because in my mind, that's like exactly what country dates are, piggin or ruin.
Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of stuff that you can do on a country date that isn't killing wild animals.
I just mean like that's so many dates that I ruin remember.
And
like,
piggin.
I remember once.
I mean, that's crazy that you're using those words as verbs.
I remember once my Uncle Peter took me on a date. Like, took me on a date. He was going to have a date with a girl, and he took me on the date, and we went piggin'.
You went on a piggin' date?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I have, like, I think I've honestly blocked it out a lot. I just remember, like, being, I don't remember it very much, but I remember the, like, setup of the date to be, like, be good.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm writing that down. I'm naming this episode Ruin and Piggin. Because that's insane.
You don't call it ruin. You call it roo shooting. I don't know why I said ruin.
Well, it is ruin now. It's ruin and piggin. they're with Harry and Shannon. I can't watch Harry. And they get, they're like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's a helicopter. They get in the helicopter. Shannon's a bit spooked by the helicopter. But he has Becky there.
That's nice.
And then they get to the country. And then they separate off. Becky and Shannon are trying to crack whips. It's not going well.
Yes.
For them.
No, Shannon keeps whipping himself. And I think that's very funny because he's, you know. I like that they gave them safety goggles because if not, he absolutely would have flicked himself in the eye.
Yes.
Hey, Tazo, what are you doing at the door, buddy?
Hanging. He looks so sad.
He's staring in so sadly.
And then we are Harry and Ellie are herding cows. So
yes,
yeah, that's and fine.
I mean, this is like a thing where I feel like they were like, Harry was like, I don't know what I'm doing, and then Ellie was like, he doesn't know what he's doing. But then also at the same time, I felt like she also didn't know what she was doing.
Well, and also Becky didn't know how to crack a whip. So what is this country date that's supposed to be about, like, showing where they're from and they couldn't do any of this stuff?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, they probably should have consulted them on what they actually can do.
Yeah. Anyway, and then they all sit down and have marshmallows by the fire and they're all like, how burnt do you like your marshmallow? And then,
I like to put mine in the flame and make it completely black.
You do?
And then pull it back. Sometimes. Yeah, I used to like sometimes. Catching them on fire.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's also like, it's a faster way. I know that you probably,
it's
I know that everybody says you shouldn't
be
black.
It's definitely a faster way to get cancer, for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, it is faster to eat, too. Because if you hold it near the coals on the outside, it takes fucking forever.
It does. It's, you know, I like to do both. I like to switch it up myself. But yeah. I like the white marshmallow better than the pink one, I'll say.
Hmm. I've never noticed a flavor difference. So.
There might not be one, but I think there is, but there might not be one. It might just be in my head. And this is a quote from Shannon that I thought was really cute. He says, the vibe I get from Becky is that she's a sweetheart. I'm being myself, and she likes it. Shannon, what are you doing? You're a lovely guy. Why are you so surprised that she likes it?
Bless him. At the campfire, Ellie and Harry like pulled away from them so that they could have time alone, so that Becky and Shannon could have time alone. Mm-hmm. And Becky said, I just want someone to respect and love me. So, yeah, that's me.
Okay, Becky, that's weird. Becky's weird.
So, yeah, that's me.
That's so weird. I've never wanted someone that respects and loves me.
Becky's a freak. She said, I really appreciate you being here. And then she gave him a rose. And then they kissed.
Nice.
It was like a lot of tongue.
Was it? I wasn't paying enough attention.
It was a lot of tongue. I was like, whoa, this is first date. And this is like the most tongue I've ever seen on a kiss on the TV. I've never seen this much tongue. You know when a tongue comes in from a weird angle and you're like, how do you even move your tongue on that angle?
Yeah.
There was like a tongue coming in like.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, he's doing a little hook around, like a little.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Good on him. I'm happy for that.
But you know when you're like, well, I've never seen what, like, because I think like movie kisses are different. I don't know.
I think,
you know how they say like you kiss different in the movies or like when you're acting it? I don't know. I've never seen what it looks like when I kiss somebody because obviously I got a different view than side on.
Yeah, you've got the POV.
Yeah.
First person POV. I just remember, I was like, I've never kissed on camera. I kissed Mark once in a show. I think they just don't usually use tongue in like a movie because no one wants to see it.
No, I think tongue looks weird on camera.
It's very upsetting, to be honest. It upsets me. And anyway, Ellie and Harry's... Oh, sorry, I can't get over. I'm being myself. And she likes it. Ellie and Harry sit down together and we find out Harry has a son. Remember, yes. He's 10 years older than her. He's 35. And Ellie's, like, worried the age gap is too much. And she's like, I want to travel around the world and be spontaneous. And, you know, if you have a child, that's kind of hard. And she's like, I want to go to these, like, where have you traveled? Because I want to go to Europe again. He's like, oh, I've been everywhere. I don't want to do that again.
But he's I've like, done that.
But we can make it work. And she's like,
He also said his dream was to live on the East Coast. And he lives in Perth, I guess.
Mm. She's from Perth, right? Is she? Did I make that up?
I've got no idea where she's from. And I'm also assuming he's from Perth. He could be from Adelaide or somewhere else, you know, the Northern Territory. I got no idea where he's from. But, like, you know, there's other places other than the East Coast in Australia. But
is there? Because I haven't heard of it.
You've never heard of Perth?
Why would I? I went there once for a wedding and that was enough.
Anyway, so he says his dream is to live on the East Coast. Yeah. And then Ellie sort of like brings up like, how would that be for your son? And they just sort of like skim over that. And in my mind, it's sort of like, wait, so are you either forcing the mum of your child to move to the East Coast as well? Or are you just going to like leave your kid and make them do like every second school holidays or something like that?
Yeah.
Because either case is fucked.
I know I don't have a kid, but I would not be able to do that. I mean, I already miss my niece and nephews so much. Although I have locked my dog out the backyard and I'm about to give him a stern talking to if he keeps scratching that. Shut up! It's so annoying. Anyway, I would never do that to my child. I would love my child so much. I would never abandon them. Shut up! Shut up! I would love my child.
He's staring at you so... It's so funny because he looks so depressed at the moment. His hair...
Can you screenshot it?
I've already screenshotted it, but I'll do it again.
Screenshot it again.
Oh, he just turned up. He turned away. Okay, now he's facing... He's so angry. Wait, let me do it again.
He's annoying. He was in here before he scratched on the other door. I'm not having it. All right. So it's like, it's very awkward. Ellie's like, I don't know if this will work. And Harry's like, no, it'll be fine. And so he doesn't get a rose. And then they come back and Harry's like, I didn't get a rose. And everyone's like, I thought Harry was the front runner because he got the country rose. But now I find out he didn't even get a rose on the date. So I'm thinking maybe he's not my biggest competition in this game for Ellie's heart.
I mean, also, roses are easy to come by this level of the comp.
Exactly. It's like, if you don't get a rose at this level, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're like, they don't like you at all. So, bad news for Harry, but great news for me. And then they do a photo shoot date, as is custom.
Yes. Now, I have to admit I did zone out a bit on this
area.
So if you could take over.
Yeah. So, well, I zoned out a little bit, but we'll try to get through it. So the first one there, I think it's like a barbecue date. They have someone dressed up as the lobster and like with like their faces painted pink and they're trying to recreate the
Tim
moment and it pissed me off because I'm like, you can't just dress someone up similarly and then try and do the same edit and think it'll be funny. Don't. Like, that's not how jokes work. Just do a different joke. What are you doing? Anyway, I think they're better than that, to be honest. And then, but Sarge is dressed as, like, a pineapple, and that pissed me off. Because he's, like, got his, like, face painted, like, green to match, like, the stalk of a pineapple. It pissed me off. Don't put him in a joke outfit. Don't put him in a joke outfit. I'll get fucking pissed.
Remember that man? Remember that man who wouldn't dress as a chicken?
Warwick, wazza.
That was funny.
That was
this is not the competition. If she can't fall in love with me without me dressing up as a chicken, then, you know, maybe she's not the woman for me.
You know, I'm happy to have
to have a joke, but a chicken costume's too far.
I'm happy to have a laugh at myself, but that's too much. Bro, it's a fucking chicken costume. Wazza, calm down, Wazza. Fuck, you Devo. Devo.
That's I mean, imagine,
no one
would
have remembered him in the fucking chicken costume if he didn't kick up a stink about it as well, which is the funniest.
But honestly, imagine if he had of dressed up as the chicken and then he was in the final two. Like, that never would have happened, but I like to imagine it.
It could have happened. Tim was in that lobster and he got to the final two.
Yeah, but, I mean, as much as we have changed our opinion on Tim now, that guy was never going to be like Tim. He was never going to be a lovable
weirdo. Yeah, that's
weirdo.
True. A little larrikin. Oh, fuck. Tazza, I'm sending you back to the shelter, bro. You're going back.
Oh, my God. Naomi, you're going to have to edit that out. You can't say that about Tazo.
He doesn't understand. I'm just reminding him that I saved his life and he should stop knocking on the door, please.
Okay, you got him within like 2 hours of him being at the shelter. If you hadn't have taken him, somebody else would. You didn't save his life.
I saved his life. He was destitute on the street.
Oh, yes. Nobody else would have adopted a sweet, lovable cavoodle.
He's an unlovable monster. Okay. So then we have, so that was a one photo shoot, and then we have a, he's just poor, hang on, I've got to see if he can leave the room, because he's going crazy, this guy, he's got issues.
this guy
is driving me fucking crazy. Okay, good, the carpenter's gone, and Tazo's gone, everything's great, all right. So there's a solo photo shoot next with Becky and Pete. Who's Pete?
Pete?
Oh, I don't know. Pete. Yeah, his name's Pete. He's a guy. He's got like a number one buzz cut. You remember
him?
I
don't remember this at all.
He's tall? No. Well, anyway. Adrian, Mr. Steampunk Hat gets pissed off and sort of, he's like, I don't want to watch this because they're getting quite intimate. And then he leaves. And then all the other boys are like, yeah, let's leave. So then they all leave and don't watch. And then Becky and Pete have a kiss behind, because they were doing like a country hat thing. They have little country hats on. And where's the little cowboy hats? And they like, and he like puts one up in front of their faces and I'm pretty sure they kissed.
Ooh. That's, Becky's getting smooched upon left, right and center.
Yeah. Hell yeah, go for it. And then there's a beach scene with Ellie and there's someone giving her like CPR in the thing. And it's so awkward because he's like hovering his mouth over hers and she's just laying completely still and he's like almost touching her mouth and it's gross to me.
Well, because you're not going to do a kiss in front of like 7 other dudes in the photo shoot.
Also, he's just like a random guy. Like they haven't spent that much time together. Don't hover your mouth over hers when she's literally laying down, like, as instructed.
Yeah.
Because she can't back up, is the thing. Like, she has nowhere to go.
And also, like, she's in, like, a swimming costume as well, so she probably feels super, like, vulnerable as well.
She's all oiled up.
But, yeah, all oiled up.
She just has nowhere, like, you can lean in towards a kiss for a photo shoot, but... She can't...
Not when she
can't
pull her head back. Yeah.
She's got nowhere to go. All right. And then the other guy, what's his name? Adam, pulls his... He's like, I've got to get the attention. And so he pulls his hair out so that you can see his luscious locks.
That's the geologist, man.
Geologist. And then Ellie does a single, a one-on-one shoot in like a gold mining scene. And then Adam's like, why wasn't I chosen? I am a gold mining geologist. Why is this? And then it was like some other guy. And then he's like...
Fraser.
And he's pretending to do like the TNT or whatever it is, that like detonator. And then Adam goes, that's the poorest excuse for a gold miner I've ever seen. Doing a terrible job of being a gold miner in this photo shoot, clearly, to a professional.
I like him. I think Adam's funny, even if he doesn't intend to be.
Yeah. Yeah, good on him. Don't mind him, that guy. And then, oh, right.
Joe is jealous seeing this.
Joe's a bit jealous, yeah. So then the photo shoot's over, whatever. And then we have a cocktail party. I'm so glad we're back to a normal format. Thank God.
Oh, first of all, before we can go on, so as I was saying, Joe or Joey, was jealous of seeing this happen with Ellie. Now, we get a little chat with him, and he says that he didn't try as hard as he should have with Ellie. And that makes me think that he didn't really put that much into the relationship and just was just like, I don't really care that much. But now that he's signed up for this show and he's not in a power position anymore.
He's like, oh, like, shit, now I got to work for it.
Yeah, and she's the one. She could choose to kick him out at any point.
Yeah.
I reckon there's no way he gets near the top. I reckon maybe he's even in the final four or five and then she goes, sorry, bye. I know you won't put an effort to this.
Well, that's like, you can't be soulmates if you already tried it and you didn't like fall madly in love. Like, that's, you're here to find a soulmate, right? Like, but even like by whatever traditional like romanticized standards you want, if you were like, if you kind of already had a thing and then it sort of fizzled out, then it can't be very good.
Yeah, Joey.
I think you're right. I think they probably like tried to organize something and then it just like sort of like didn't, the timing didn't work out and then they were just like, meh.
Yeah.
And that's what men call the one who got away. The one who got away because I had work that day. She wanted to hang out. but then they sit down. Ellie and Joe sit down at the cocktail party. And then he's like, bah, 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 bah. He says something. And then she's like, bah, 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 and says something back.
How good.
And she's like, I like having you around and I want to see where it goes. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to work. No. Whatever.
It's not going to go anywhere. And then she's talking to another man and Harry comes up to try and grab Ellie to talk to her and she shoos him away. Ooh. She's like, I'll see you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Harry's like, I've got to fix this because Harry's panicking because he didn't get a rose. And then we see Adrian talking to Becky and Adrian's weird. Is he not weird?
Yeah. This is the steampunk man.
Yeah. What is this conversation? I just remember hating it. I don't remember what he said.
I think he said something about how he likes the way she looks at him, and then he gave her a little steampunk heart.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like
a steampunk amethyst heart.
Yeah, it was like a little amethyst circle, like love heart, and it was all jagged, and then it was like dipped in gold, and on a chain.
How did
it was
I
like
miss that?
I don't know, because I was pointing it out in the chat we were in, because I was like, absolutely, what the fuck? He's given her a steampunk heart. Look at this woman. If you look at this woman and the way she dresses, what makes you think she would ever wear this humongous chunk of amethyst in a love heart?
Fuck, that's
funny.
And then
Becky's talking to Shannon. And Harry.
This is what really fucked me off. This is so fucking weird.
Yeah, then Harry, again, with the interruptions tonight, comes and interrupts Becky's chat with Shannon to talk to her.
Sits between them. Sits down between them. Puts his, like, arms on the back of the couch, right? Or did I imagine that? He's like, you know, like, sort of like, I'm the king of this situation. Fucking man spreads in between them. And then just starts talking about how, you know, Ellie thinks that I'm too old for her and we're in separate places in our life. But I don't think that's true. And then he says, I'd really like your support on that, if possible. What the fuck? What do you want her to do? Go tell Ellie to keep you here? You freak? This is like so weird and like some kind of like power trip. It's fucking weird. And Becky has to be like, look, it's up to her and it's not up to me.
Yeah, I felt like, okay, maybe I read it differently. I felt like he was trying to say that Ellie thinks he's too old for her, but maybe he's there for Becky now. And I was like, okay, dude, she doesn't want to be your second choice.
Nobody
wants to be your second choice. But it was a different thing because I sort of zoned out a bit.
I'd like your support on that if possible.
Oh, my God.
So he's saying Ellie thinks this about her life. I think it's different and I want you to tell her, along with me, that she's wrong about her own opinion.
It's time for her to settle down and become a stepmom.
It's so fucking, it's such a fucking weird thing to do. It made me feel sick. I was so annoyed at it. And Becky just has to sit there and say, Ellie can make her own decisions. Can I please keep talking to this guy this hot fucking guy that I made out with yesterday, please? Do you have to be sitting in between us right now telling me that you are not too old for my little sister who you're 5 years older than me?
Yeah.
Get lost, Harry. That was so gross.
I hope he goes home next week, but I also feel like the producers probably want to keep him around to keep this drama going. I don't know.
The confidence is like, where do you get it from, bro? I fucking hate people like this. It's just, ugh. Sorry, I'm mad. I'm taking out all my lockdown frustration on this man because he's the only one who deserves it.
That is true.
Anyway, and then I don't think anything else happens, does it?
No.
And then
nothing else happens.
Jake goes home.
He was the Italian Cupid.
The Cupid guy. I mean, you know, if you're coming up in like a shirtless Cupid costume, you know, your days are numbered. I don't know what you think you're... I guess you're trying to get like TV time rather than find your soulmate if you come in like that.
Yeah. Who else? There was somebody else in like a costume and Jake made fun of his costume. And I was like, you Joey? Are in...
Was it the tradie
outfit? Oh, yeah, yeah, because he was in a... Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what?
You are wearing, like, tiny little shorts and suspenders. And
big wings.
And wings.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, bye, Jake. Rip. Rip, Jake. Anyway, that's it's already better than The Bachelor, I will say. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes, Lockie was absolutely a nightmare.
Yeah, it's like, it's you know, I can handle Ellie. I think I'm more here for Becky, to be honest.
Yeah, I think Becky seems like really, because I think she's not used to cameras and stuff yet. So
that's
why we don't
like
get as much
people
of
that
her.
Are more media trained, but I think the alternative you have with Becky is that she's in this because of her sister. She isn't in this because she was like, I want to be on TV. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's been pulled into this. However, she might have been excited. She might have been like, it might be fun. But you can tell that she's like, this isn't her world. For as many, like, it doesn't matter what you say about anyone else on the show. They all like say, part of them says, I want to be on TV. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I like about Becky. She does feel like a normal person. But also that, like, she's 30, not 25. I feel like Ellie's too young or something. I don't know.
Yeah, 25 seems like... I guess the thing that's hard is,
like, let's get married.
That also means that... So Ellie was, like, 23 when she was on The Bachelor and she was going off at Abby, so they were the same age.
Yeah.
Okay. Pipe down, Ellie.
Pipe down, Chachi. Callback.
Okay, we need to stop going on at everybody who just is the star of the season. I feel like we're always so aggressive at them, but also they deserve it sometimes. So
there's been ones that I've liked though. I didn't mind Matt. I love Sophie Monk, obviously. See, she was the last one that they had like an actual personality. I think they should get people that. And Georgia Love, she was great to watch. You missed those.
Angie was fine.
Angie. Oh yeah, I liked Angie too.
Angie was fine.
Yeah, because she had a personality.
Yeah, and she had good media training too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now. I believe we do have a new review.
Okay, good. Thank God. Now, I have to be, if I'm going to be completely honest, the song that I chose this week was just the first one that came up. And I think it's new because usually Blippi Trance is at the top of the things. And I did choose it basically purely off the bio, not the sound of it. Great. So just letting you know.
Great. Have you sung it yet?
No.
Have you listened to it yet?
Yes, it's going to be very hard to sing along to, it just wasn't, and you know what, it might not even be the best song description, it was just one that wasn't describing what the song is, because if not, what's the point, because the whole reason we got into reading the songs was because of these ridiculous song
bios. Absolutely. Now this person is called Third Day Monk, and they've said this is their favorite podcast, all right? So they say,
nice.
This is truly my favorite podcast right now, despite never having seen a full season of The Bachelor. The most I watched was Abby's season. And yes, I consider it her season, as she was the main reason I watched. Well said. I love the banter between Danielle and Naomi, as it makes me feel like I have a parasocial friendship with them, which is especially needed in lockdown Melbourne. I would honestly listen to this Queen's Steel podcast about anything. Oh, that's so nice. And I'm sorry that you're in Melbourne. I'm so sorry for you and for us.
It really does suck here. To anybody else, in the rest of the country, never mention that you can do stuff, because we can't do, like, we can't do anything. Yeah. Like, I don't think you understand how hard it's been since, like, March. We haven't done the most, honestly, the most exciting thing I've done since March is, like, a gig one time and probably a brunch with you, Naomi. That was, like, the only brunch I went to.
Yeah, we had that one brunch, and then I had some people over at my house, and that's happened once.
Yes, actually, we did have a games night in the middle of it as well when we had that tiny little break.
A games night?
Yeah, like, we had Lewis and Lucy over for, we play some games sometimes.
I don't remember being at a games night, but you didn't mean me. You mean you had a games night with other people.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But also, did you come over mid-lockdown as well? When in that middle patch, did you and Mark come over and we watched Kay's Cooking, or was that before lockdown? I feel like that was during lockdown,
I think,
maybe.
That was mid, because we watched that bad movie, and I remember we ate popcorn, and then afterwards I saw that I'd spilled some popcorn on your couch, but it was as we were leaving, and I was like, oh, I hope Danielle's not mad that I left popcorn crumbs on the couch.
Velocipasta was the name of the movie.
Yes.
No, I wasn't angry. I just vacuumed it up.
Okay, good. And I didn't bring it up until right now.
I just thought, I remember thinking, makes sense, Naomi's a messy eater.
I mean, I'm not a loud eater. I just leave crumbs.
Cool.
Am I a loud eater?
I don't know if you're a loud eater. Okay. I haven't really heard you eat that much.
You just hesitated, and I was like, am I just like sitting down at the dinner table going...
I reckon, I wonder, I probably
popcorn
am,
is hard. Popcorn gets crumbs everywhere.
That is, well, I guess if you're putting, like, I feel like it only is if you're trying to put a handful in your mouth at once.
Oh, and I always
crumbling
am.
At the side.
Absolutely.
I feel like if you get three pieces or two pieces and put them on in your mouth, then there's no issue with the crumbs.
That's just inefficient. That's silly. Anyway, it's fine. You got a vacuum. It's all sorted. I don't have to think about that for the rest of my life.
Okay, so the song we're doing this week is called Trouble with Tribals.
That is a horrible name. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
Kevin
but
McLeod.
This is,
oh my goodness.
This is the song description this week. Another exciting guerrilla warfare planning meeting, and Parker didn't bring the coffee. I'm starting to get annoyed with Parker more and more these days. Sure, the new Cape Cod style curtains look great in the mud blinds, but I'm not into the satin obelisk in the middle of our jungle huts. So that's our song, that's the song description for this week. That was a
Kevin McLeod is the most psycho bitch in the world, and I love him.
It's just weird to go from one song that describes exactly what the song is to another one that's like a little snippet of some in strange world inside his head.
He really can do it all. Someone told me that they recently used his graph paper for something, which is very exciting. Because you know he does music and graph paper.
Of course, I'm a big fan of Incompetech. Oh, he also does. Wow, I've never seen this. He also does PowerPoint templates.
Oh, really?
Oh no, that's an ad. Don't worry, that's an ad.
God damn I've got it, written. Danielle.
Stop seeing this ad. I never want to see that ad again.
Oh, you're furious.
Okay, good. We're done with the podcast for today.
Yes, we are.
When is it? Oh my god, I'm so sick. We have a. Like, we're in a townhouse, and so, you know, there's, like, the upstairs and the downstairs area. Mm. And the downstairs area, I swear, even on warm days, it just still stays freezing cold.
I'm sorry.
It's so annoying, like, because the temperature's supposed to be, like, warm today, right? It's supposed to be, like, 24 or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have a picnic, but it doesn't feel warm.
Well, yeah, because right now, apparently, it's 16 degrees.
Are you serious? When's it getting warm?
It says, oh, my God.
In the fucking afternoon.
Yeah, it says 4 p.m. it'll be 23 degrees.
Great. 4 p.m. when I start my fucking Twitch stream.
Honestly, though, if you're out at your picnic at like 1 p.m. or something.
Yeah, I'm going like 12 till 2, brother. So
yeah. Okay, well, then it'll be like 20 degrees. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I cannot believe how much like weather impacts us now. Like, I genuinely check the weather every morning and I decide if it's going to be a good day or not.
Well, that's
based
because
off
we can
weather.
Only have fun outside for 2 hours and we're in the fucking worst place for weather in the country.
That is true. We only just found out, Naomi told me, and then I Googled it, that, like, Melbourne has the worst weather for hay fever and all that stuff in the entire world.
Yes. That, yeah. Sorry.
In the entire
that's why
world.
You're sneezing all the time.
That's why I'm sneezing.
I think
you know
the
when I'm
vet,
on podcasts,
the vet told me that it was the second worst place in the world for allergens because it's like situated between freeways that like just spin the pollen around.
Well, the internet said it was Deakin. Actually, that was Deakin University.
It's,
I don't know. I just
it's probably the worst. It's probably the worst city in the world.
Yeah, there's probably some tiny little town. There's a town in. Oh no, I guess. Don't worry, I'm done. I'm not going
to
talk about it.
That's enough. We've talked for long enough. We'll talk to you guys
okay.
next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Batch bitch, batch bitch, batch bitch, batch bitch,
batch bitch,
batch bitch.
That's bitch. That's bitch. Surely that is enough. We're still going. Batch bitch. We're still going? Alright. I think we're done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.